And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. And the Mightier 1090, of course, and Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Captain Benny Florentino is here from Coastal Charters. And boy, oh boy, we're having a great time and raising a lot of money for CCA, right?
Yes, we are. Boy, we're almost at $400.
Sweet. Yeah, fantastic. So keep it coming. Again, up for grabs, just a $20 donation to CCA at Ben at fishcoastalcharters.com on PayPal or at Benny Florentino 0397 on Venmo. $20 gets you in the running to win a half-day trip going fishing with Benny.
How cool is that,
which is really cool. Now, we've had some issues and a lot of questions from our listeners about our Let's Talk Hookup app. And one of the things I want to mention, especially those of you on Apple, on iPhones and iPads, you must clear out the previous version of the app. If you already had the Let's Talk Hookup app open before and you didn't close it, you're going to get the old station stuff. So what you need to do is either turn your phone off and then reset it and turn it on, or you double-click on either your iPad or your iPhone, and then you close out all the open apps, because you'll probably find you have a lot of open apps open. So if you don't close it out and reload the app, you're going to get basically the old signal that's coming through on the phone.
You just don't have the reset version, basically.
Right.
Got it.
Now, on Android, it's easier, a little easier, by the way, to do that. But on the Apple, you definitely double-click and then try and close out all the apps that you have open, especially the Let's Talk Hookup app. Reload it, and then it'll work.
There it is.
So try that out, and hopefully that'll solve the issue for you. Hey, a lot of great callers patiently waiting. We have a great prize to give away,
man,
too, right?
You're not kidding. If you want to get through, get in on this fun, 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Not only are you going to get your opportunity to talk to Captain Ben, get your questions answered, tackle, info, all the great stuff with Benny, you're also going to get a shot at winning that great prize, an APCO package that includes a spool of APCO Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon and that APCO Boker Flex Filet Knife, a really, really cool prize pack.
Yeah, indeed. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
Jam-packed they are. Hills and Ventura's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Hills?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Hills.
I got to fish with Benny, and San Clemente Island was just so amazing. What a great adventure. And and he mentioned earlier in the show, if you do go with him, bring some weather gear, because he fishes super hard and he runs the boat super fast, and it's serious. I mean, you're really going for it. Barely stop to eat, like Jack Stoll was saying, but. And you know, part of the excitement is, you know, the Navy's out there and there's stuff going on with the Navy, and the Navy guys seem to love Benny, because they were like going by in their inflatables and they were like waving their arm and point over here, there's yellows, you know. So but my question is, have any of the Navy guys ever taken on their day off and tried to go fishing with you, Benny?
No, not on the island. A lot of times you see them in their inflatables out there. They do dive a lot. They shoot, you know, they'll come up. I know there was this one lieutenant, I was in Northwest Harbor, and all of a sudden this guy pops up out of nowhere, and he goes, "Hey, man, I think that guy's yelling at you." "Is he yelling?" And he goes, "Hey, hey." And I went over there, and he goes, "Hey, can you take a picture?" I go, "Sure." He holds up like a 50-pound sea bass. He just I go, "Is that what's swimming around?" He goes, "Oh, yeah, they've been here for a while," which is pretty traditional. But, no, they haven't. You know, they live right there on the island. And, I mean, I've had some Coast Guard guys. I've had some, you know, Navy guys that aren't on the island. But I'd love to go there and do a seminar on that island just to hang out to say that I hung out at the San Clemente Island Bar.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Hills. And I'm sure you look forward to the next time you get to go fishing with Captain Benny Florentino. Hey, speaking of Florentinos, Matt Florentino's on the line from AFCO. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
What?
Hey, Matt. Good morning.
Hey, morning. What's up,
hey.
Guys?
Hey, Matthew.
What's up, buddy?
Great to have you.
Dad?
This is, of course, Ben's son, who's the marketing director at AFCO and doing a great job over there. And we're just excited to have you on the show with your dad here.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, with him on the show today, I figured just give a little call, say what's up. It's been a little while to chat with you guys. So the whole deal with donate $20 raffle toward the trip is a killer little program, so I recommend, you know, anybody that's been wanting to get a chance to fish with Dad, his operation on his Ranger, you know, $20 will get you a trip on the boat, and that's a pretty dang good deal. So,
and you're
some folks are all into
spot.
It. Yeah. Oh, 100%, yeah, and go to our CCA is, like, you know, with all the work they've been doing and upcoming with 2021, there's some really cool things coming down the pipe, so...
Hey, Matthew,
a quick update. Yep.
Hey, do you think that AFCO can, anybody who's already entered and will enter, we can throw in a face mask to everybody that's enter?
I'm sure we could give as many face masks as needed for that program.
That's rad.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thanks. Go ahead.
No problem.
To cut you off.
Oh, you're all good. I just wanted to give a call. I've been working with, this is actually some news, I guess. It's a little preliminary, but with you on the show, with kind of bass as the topic and that sort of deal, been working with Chris at CCA Cal, and for next year, we're actually going to put together two calico bass tournaments. Been working with him kind of behind the scenes. It'll be a little bit different format than, you know, what's your traditional, you know, catch, live well, way release. So just with conservation in mind, we're working on putting together catch measure release tournaments. It's been a pretty popular format with some of the kayak guys across the country and a bunch of other freshwater and saltwater, actually, tournaments in other parts of the country. So we'll be doing two of those this year. One will be in spring and one will be in fall. Still preliminary, but keep your eyes peeled. Anybody who's ever had interest in getting in the bass, saltwater bass tournament team, be a very low barrier to entry. Really just looking to get people involved, really helping to grow CCA Cal in different ways, and just also just have some fun.
What a great idea. That's awesome.
Yeah, so keep your eyes peeled. We're still working on everything. We're definitely going to make a big splash at Fred Hall Show and with a few other events coming down the pipe this year. Obviously, with everything going on, we're going to get pretty creative with some digital events, you know, maybe some seminars and things along those lines. So,
fantastic. That's cool. So are we going to be able to announce that here on Let's Talk Hookup and I'm sure on the social media for AFCO, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. We have some creative in the works and also just nailing down dates and information. But just wanted to kind of give a little quick heads up on that and just, you know, some other new fun things coming down the pipe as far as bass fishing related and also CCA Cal. So
awesome.
Sweet.
Keep up the great work there, Matt. Sure appreciate you joining us. And next time we might have to drag you in with your dad.
Well, you know what? I aside from getting on the show like that, I think we need to get on the boat. I've yet to fish with you, Pete. Going out there, or, you know, and or you, Ricky, but there's more than enough room on that 25-foot Ranger, so I'm sure we could, you know, figure something out.
Yeah, man. Yeah. No, I love fishing with Dad. It's so much fun. It's like a caller said earlier, like Hill said earlier, it's a long day, but, boy, is it fun, for sure.
Oh, it's definitely. I mean, we were out, last time we were out is about a month and a half ago, I want to say now, And we're filming a project that's going to be releasing here in spring. And he was basically camera boat, but it was an all day, dark to dark adventure. It's always a good time.
That's right.
That's great. Hey, Matt, great to hear from you, and keep up the great work there at AFCO for us, and keep us posted on those bass tournaments coming up. That's going to be fun.
All right, guys. Will do. Take care.
Later, Matt.
Appreciate the call this morning.
You
know, we were commenting during the break as the Cutwater spot was running about Cutwater spirits and Cutwater cocktails, and Benny, you have a favorite Cutwater cocktail, and it's an interesting mix, I think.
So, this is actually brought to my attention by one of my regulars, but it's the Cutwater Michelada, and it's going to be a ice cold Pacifico, and you top it off with that spicy Bloody Mary, squeeze a lime, and a celery stick.
Ooh.
Delicious.
The double punch there. Because that spicy Bloody Mary is delicious. It's got a punch to itself.
Yeah. And if you don't want it, they have the regular blend, the mild Bloody Mary mix, and you can spice it up yourself. But, you know, when you're adding 7% to that 3.5% beer.
Sweet. Oh, yeah. That's a good morning cocktail for you on the way out to Clemente, right?
Oh, boy. We could have used those at Cedro's.
Just loosen you up on the you up for the ride out.
Yeah.
You know, Cutwater's been so great to us here on Let's Talk Hookup. And there's such a – I have a bunch of Cutwater canned cocktails on field research the boat. They're so perfect on the boat.
They're ideal.
But I got to tell you, I am a – spirit guy. I like mixing my own cocktails. Mm-hmm. And their Reposado tequila, mm-hmm. fantastic.
Well, Ricky and I were talking about our favorites, you know, our top twos. I mean, mine is, our household, we have vodka mule stocked in our outdoor fridge. But the Paloma, is second.
Yeah.
Ricky has the what?
Yeah, we're Ballyhigh Mai Tai number one, and then the Paloma is probably our number two. We like that. And the lime margarita.
Yeah,
those are.
If you haven't tried Cutwater Spirits, get on it, because they're perfect for the boat.
Yeah.
The canned cocktails, and then the spirits themselves are fantastic. They're rum. Have you tried the rum?
I have.
Oh, man, that's good.
You talked about poolside drinks. The other one that's really good are their, they make Cutwater, popsicles, you know, like a little slushy popsicle thing. Hot day, like when we had those few stretches in like 100-degree weather, hanging out at the pool, one of those things, fire.
Yeah,
they're fire.
There you go. All right, so check those out, Cutwater Spirits, at your local spirit dealer for sure. Let's go ahead and talk to the man.
You got
Captain
it,
Captain Dave Hansen.
It's time to find out what's going on the water with our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen. Hey, Catch Report, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. If you're looking for a perfect, affordable gift, Fish Pros has got the answer. So you can send a pack of their famous spices, rubs, their pokey kit. You can purchase smoked fish and smoked cheese. They just give Fisherman's Processing a call, 619-255-2138, or check them online at fishermansprocessing.com. You can have it shipped directly. They can deliver anything. Those guys will always take care of you. They're such a killer outfit. We love them. Call for details. Fish Pros, fish spices and rubs. That is a perfect gift, especially fishermen are not the easiest people to shop for in the family, and that's a no-brainer, easy, cheap one. Great way to go.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Captain Dave, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Benny. Always fun to listen to Benny in the morning. It's very, 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 very educational. I even learn something once in a while if I pay attention to what Benny has to say, like fishing those boiler rocks, throwing my bait on the other side of it, not in front of it. I never thought of that. But, hey, gang, here we are. It's winter time, but look at the San Diego went out there and found yellowtails day before yesterday. There's really absolutely no reason to put your rods away, put everything away. There's still a very good chance to catch some quality fish. There's squid all over the place right now. There's squid up and down the coast. There's squid at Catalina. There's squid at Clemente. That bodes very well, I believe in my heart, that there's going to be some phenomenal white sea bass catches here as we start to get through the winter and get into the spring again. And I think we are in store for another phenomenal year in 2021 as far as fishing goes. But, yeah, right now it's cold water, but that bodes very well. It's going to bring in a phenomenal amount of anchovies again. It's going to bring in all that squid. So you got to get out there and go fishing. Like Brian Woolley said, there was a little area of halibut. There's just so much that happens as the water gets cold. Southern California is basically a cold water fishery anyway. When that water gets up into those upper 70s, that kind of pushes that bait fish out of the area. I know that we've had some phenomenal yellowfin fishing and stuff, but man, that cold water just, Benny will tell you, the calico bass fishing, the white sea bass fishing, the yellowtail fishing, it just gets, really gets going when we have a lot of bait in the area. So, gang, there's no reason to not go fishing. The sculpin are biting, the whitefish are biting, there's plenty of rockfish to catch, and there's still really good calico bass fishing if you work hard at it up and down the coast, if you just pay attention. We haven't had any rain for a long time. The water is very, very clean in most places. You know, we did have a little bit of swell come through this week. I know that made Pete today because he loves to go surfing, but it kind of turned up the water. But it did make the lobsters crawl. I talked to a lot of my clients. There was very good hoop netting this week. So there's really no reason, like I keep saying, to not go. You got to get out there. You got to go fishing. Two things I want to say real quick. Good morning, Dad. Good morning. Since Matt got to say good morning to his dad, I'm saying good morning to my dad this morning. And Kelly and I are going, the rooster fish are biting. It's really, really good down here right now, Pete. It's really good. So fine. Kelly wants to go get another rooster, so pay attention to my Facebook page. I'm sure we'll be posting some pictures this afternoon.
Fantastic. Nice. All job, right. Dave. And, of course, fishdope.com year-round. I mean, you talk about guys that have their hand on the pulse of squid and sea bass. Danny and Jeff are the guys, and you got to have you want to catch some sea bass and some winter fish, you got to have fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. What a great gift for an angler. $149 with the discount, the $20 discount. Great gift year round. They're going to think of you year round if you buy them a 1 year Fish Dope membership for the holidays. $20 off using the code HOOKUP NOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUP NOW is your $20 code. And how do we find you, Captain Dave?
Hey, gang, you can check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. I have over 350 how-to videos fishing in Southern California. This afternoon, I'm going to add a brand new one on how to fish the boiler rocks and cast your bait on the inside instead of the outside of the rocks. But
like it, Dave.
Gang, check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com, gang. If there's anything you want to learn about fishing, I pretty much cover it all there. And don't forget about us either when you're trying to figure out what to get somebody for Christmas. We're selling gift certificates. Just send us an email at yoursaltwaterguide@yahoo.com, and Kelly will send you out a gift certificate for whoever wants to catch more fish on their own private boat. Thanks for letting me be a part of the show today, guys. I'm going to go back and listen to Benny.
All right. Very good.
Dave.
Thanks,
Take
Dave.
Care, Dave.
Appreciate that very much. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones.
Ben in Golden Hill is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Up,
great.
Ben? Thanks, Ben.
Can you hear me?
Loud
and
clear.
I wanted to say a big thanks for giving away a prize. I was the winner last week, and I was super stoked and looking forward to going out next year on that boat.
Nice.
That's awesome, Ben.
I had a question for Benny as far as cost, on what it costs for a full day or for a half day.
Half day for two anglers is $400, and full day is $600 for two anglers.
Awesome. Awesome. I want to get something lined up here.
Yeah, you need to.
Coming back from Ensenada right now from fishing a tournament, so just
great.
Trying to make it to the borderline and get back across.
Very good. How'd you do? Did you catch them?
We got second place, 12-pound link cod. It was really rough down in San Quintin, really windy, but we stuck it out. We got a second place, little yellowtail shootout and bottom fish, so... Second place on the lean cod on the biggest yellowtail, our friends, was a 14-pounder. A little bit smaller this time of year. They've gotten a little smaller in the last couple months, but all on iron, and it was just a lot of fun. A lot of fun, as always.
That's awesome, man.
Sounds
right
great.
On. Nice trip, man.
All right. Well, thanks for
all
the
right,
fish
guys.
Report, and thanks for the question.
Yeah.
Hey, drive carefully there. Appreciate the call this morning to Let's Talk Hookup. Great text here. Best time of the year to fish San Clemente Island for calicos, and what moon phase do you like? And that's from Tim.
Tim, as far as moon phase, I try not to look at all that. I mean, I have noticed that lately, full moon doesn't bode too well. But I don't, I honestly, my thinking is if you can go fishing, go. And we'll figure it all out. But the best time to go to San Clemente Island is late October. Well, again, every year is different. I mean, this year we had so much wind. But late October through up to January, because we get generally get very little wind and pretty darn good conditions.
Yeah, cool. Boy, November was sure nice, huh?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But, you know, October was windy.
Yeah.
You know, go figure. October is supposed to be good.
And on a normal year, if you were going to pick out the best weather month of the year, October is often what we would pick. You know, this year wasn't the case.
No.
But, I mean, generally that's our best.
Yeah, it's but there were some cold days, you know, where it's like, really? No sandals or shorts? You know what I mean?
It's not fair.
We get spoiled. But November was phenomenal, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. So good question there.
Yeah, great question.
Cool. So now what about, okay, so it's 600 for a full day.
Full day.
What about Clemente?
Clemente is a 1,000.
1,000, yeah, because that's a longer day.
Yeah.
And what's a full day? How many hours?
8 hours.
8 hours.
But, you know, here's the thing. I don't have to be anywhere after. If they're biting, I'm not gonna pull the pick. Going, okay, guys, it's you know
8 hours.
It's time.
Over.
It's time to go. No, I mean it's the word. You know, it's the old thing. You never leave fish. You know, if they're biting, we're gonna fish.
That's a phenomenal for $600 for, and you get to use all the tackle.
All the tackle.
Yeah, it's all part of the deal. You just have to bring your lunch.
Bring your lunch. I mean, I even supply the beverages. You know.
Wow.
My choice, of course. If you want to bring something else to drink, if you want to bring some cutwater spirits and leave a few at the end of the day, I'm okay with that. But yeah, I supply water, Coke, Diet Coke, and Gatorade. That's just the standard beverage. But if you want to bring something else, feel free.
And that's for two anglers.
Two anglers.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Two anglers is comfortable on the boat.
I can do three, but that's an extra $100.
Oh, extra $100.
So you split that three ways. You know, there's the math on it.
Yeah.
So. But two guys can fish the bow.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's cool.
It's an 8.5 foot beam on a 25 foot boat.
Nice.
So. Plenty of room.
Plenty of room. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. We got very patient callers. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through and talk to Benny, 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Don calling from Woodland Hills. What's up, Don?
Hey guys, good morning. Hey, welcome back to the old new station.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. It's great to be home on the Mightier 1090.
Feels
for sure.
Good.
Well, it sounds great up here in Woodland Hills. So, thanks for taking my call, Benny. I know a lot of your business focuses in on calico bass, but you mentioned the white sea bass. You ever target those?
No.
That was a quick no, Benny.
I leave that up to the professionals like Brandon and Wes and his guys or Dwayne. I don't. Those are all bycatch. I mean, last year we bycaught three over 60, one at 55, one at 40, one at 30. You know, it's not my deal. You know, I don't set the rigs out with, you know, the... I can do it, but I just, you know, I try to stay to what I do, and that's fish and bass. I'm comfortable. I think I'm pretty good at it, I have the tools for it.
I like it.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate
that,
Don, and glad you're listening
to
us in Woodland Hills on the Mightier 1090. What a signal.
No doubt.
It's amazing, for sure. Hey, talked a little bit about closing the app out and reopening it to get the proper listen live. Mike Lum, who's actually the guy that gave me the idea to get an app several years ago, said his app's working perfect there up in Tehachapi, but people need to click the listen live, and often it's easier to So there's two ways to listen live on our app. You push the button that says listen live. It's kind of an icon there. You can do that. And then there's also at the bottom of the page, you'll see a listen live button. You click that. You need to, both on Android as well as on Apple devices, you need to click the little Let's Talk Hookup listen live. You need to just click on that. It'll take you to open up the page, and then you can listen live. So those are easy ways to get it figured out. And I want to thank Mike for helping us out there, and of course Adam for all he does on the app too. So let's go ahead and get back to it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Norman from San Diego is calling next on Let's Talk Hookup here. What's up, Norman?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, because I'm dying to ask Danny this question.
About 3 weeks ago, we were out with Vaughn Podmore fishing the backside of Catalina, and it was really nice conditions, you know, flat sea, no wind, and we saw you out there, and as usual, Vaughn put us on to the all-you-can-catch bonito. But what happened was that we started bringing the fish up. He said, oh, hurry up, because here it comes. Also, this giant reflection on the meter shows this giant sea bass coming up. He says, they're going to get your fish. It's almost like a seal in terms of stealing your fish. So I was wondering how long you've seen that happen, because that's all new to me.
Yeah, we'd be fishing for bass a lot, and then all of a sudden the bass got really big, you know, 3-4 pound bass, and then all of a sudden the thing goes tight and starts going the other way, and what happens is those big tanker sea bass have no problem inhaling a 3-4 pound calico or sand bass. That's like gummy bears to those guys.
That's so cool.
It's happened, especially on this one spot this time of year, happened more than once. We've never seen them because they're a little bit deeper, but I've heard of them coming, you know, especially in that area you guys fish. I remember that day you guys were in there, especially on some of those beaches. They'll come up and inhale a bait, you know. They see an opportunity and try to eat it. Yeah.
A bear? Sure. You're talking about 5 pound bonito. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, you got to figure it must have been at least a 50 pounder, and those the mouth and, you know, on those things, boy, they have no problem inhaling. Remember, they eat not like us. They suck in the bait, and it goes down their choppers in the back and or crushers in the back, and it's down their throat. So, yeah, they have no problem.
Yeah, these are about 150 pounders. Vaughn said he could see the shadow. The water was
really the big. Blacks. Black sea bass. Oh, yeah, blacks, easy. I thought you meant white sea bass. I'm sorry. Blacks, no problem. They'll suck those. I mean, we had a black around. Me and Jeff, I have a video of them. This one black chasing this one yellow wrapped in a kelp. And he was like 150, and he sucked that thing down like it was an anchovy.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we released one, and the fish was still kind of stagnant on the top of the water. The dude came up and boiled on it, inhaled it.
Come on.
Incredible. Ask Jeff. It's like we saw it happen. They ate three yellows in that 12-pound range.
Wow.
Incredible.
That's pretty so awesome. Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Norman. Appreciate that. Hey, I want to remind you, too, if you still want to get in on that, win that Coastal Charters half-day trip with Captain Benny Florentino and donate $20 to CCA, you can do two ways. Ben at fishcoastalcharters.com on PayPal, Ben at fishcoastalcharters on PayPal, and then at benflorentino0397 on Venmo. So either one of those, $20 donation gets you a chance to win. And we're going to draw it at the end of the show here, a chance to go half-day fishing with Benny.
Yep. And you know, now we're at 480 as far as the donation.
Very nice.
So thank you all very, very much. And then
that money's going to – you're not going to take a cut, right?
Oh, no, sir.
I'm
going to call Wayne after I'm done, and I'm going to Venmo all that to him.
You're giving all that money to CCA.
Absolutely. Yeah, whatever
and
we
and
do
And, of course,
today.
That is a tax-deductible donation. So
yes, it is.
There you go.
So we got another half hour. We got to get at least another 20 on
top
of that. We're
going
to be well over $500. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sports. Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks fight back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Colt Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. If you want to get through, join in the fun, 213-432-1090.
Been a busy morning. Yeah, those phones are packed. And the texts, thanks for all the great texts, too. You have a good one?
I do. Yeah, I got a bunch of this one from our good buddy Steve Bermudez from Los Angeles, who was very stoked to have us back on 1090 because of that booming signal. No problem listening in L.A. Wants to know, Benny, do you ever use spinner baits for saltwater bass?
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite ways to fish. Now, certain like springtime, summer is ideal for throwing spinner baits. I fish the War Baits 1 ounce HD spinner bait. You know, it's got double silver willow blades, and those are like the leaf looking type blades. And I like the MB Secret. Excuse me, the Mission Bay Secret. It's got chartreuse on the chin of the bait with a little bit of chartreuse and white, and it mimics, you know, bait fish. So whenever I see a lot of little bait fish around and fish are kind of up and they're kind of on the smaller side, I like throwing that spinner bait. It's a fun bite, but I also like fishing those things in the grass for spotties too. That big spinner bait, those little spotties crush it.
Really?
Oh, it's so much fun.
Nice.
Yeah,
fun. All right, good one. Thanks a lot, Steve. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Ricky.
You got it, buddy. Chuck from Long Beach is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everyone's having a good day.
Indeed.
Great.
Ben, you touched a bit on the Tranx. I know with the 500, you have a choice of a PG type and an HX. Which one do you recommend, or do you have different applications that you use one or the other for?
So the PG, or the power gear, I like using them for like a flat fall application. And, you know, anything like vertical jigging.
What's the gear ratio on those?
The gear ratio, so 42 inches per crank on the high gear, and I believe it's 31 on the PG, so it's a little bit slower, but you have better cranking power. But I prefer the HG. I like, you know, chucking and winding.
And the HG is...
it's basically a high gear, so yeah. 42 inches per crank.
Yeah.
You're getting a lot of line take when you're throwing a jig out. Especially for yellows and calicos, when they're up feeding the upper water column, you want the surface iron, when I say jig, is moving through water pretty quick. So you want them coming up just reacting to the bait.
You know, has that Tranx 500 changed the game for surface iron fishing or what?
Oh, my God.
I mean, it is just so much easier to fish a surface iron. You put Power Pro Max Quattro. What are you putting on your
Trank? I fish 80-pound or 100, depending what I'm doing.
Max Quattro?
Max Quattro.
Okay.
You get about 250 on the 80 and just about two and a quarter on the 100-pound.
Wow.
Yeah. It all depends what I'm doing. When I go to Cedros, I put 100-pound.
Yeah.
Just because I want to be able to pull really hard on those things.
Yeah.
Can't say that, you know, you can't do it locally, but I just feel a little more confident when I'm fishing heavier. But, you know, those rules go out when you get busted off. So, but that's the type of applications I would use. I don't use the PG at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I just don't. I like to wind really fast. I like to, because I could always slow down. You know, the PG, and you want to throw a jig, boy, you really gotta turn the handle to get a surface iron.
There's that much difference.
Yeah.
It's huge. Yeah. I have one PG that I solely fish for big poppers, for big bluefin tuna, because a popper, you're not having to move the lure real fast. You know, the action's imparted with your rod tip. When you sweep your rod tip, that's what chugs the popper, and you just pick up the slack with it. And then on a big fish, the lower gear ratio. The PG has a 4.6 gear ratio. The HG has a 6.6 gear ratio. So the slower one, you make a little more torque solely for pulling on a big bluefin, but it's a niche reel. You know, you're spending $500 for a low application reel, where the HG, you do everything with it. Cast a surface iron, you know, like Benny said, fish an A-rig, fish a big bait, I mean, fish a popper, fish a Colt Sniper, fish whatever. Like, we don't even stock the PGs at the tackle store. We can get them, of course, if somebody wants one, but it's so dominant HG for what we do out here in the
I think it was made for musky fishing, wasn't it, originally?
Originally, yeah. For throwing those big, you know, wake baits and all that. But Ricky's right for popper fishing, just because you don't need to move the bait very fast. And all you're doing is taking up slack and popping, taking up slack. And then when you hook one, at least you got that gear ratio.
And as bad as that, I don't even like it for popper fishing except for real big bluefin. You know, when you're wanting to cast a reel at fish that are, you know, over 80 pounds or 100 pounds or so, like for yellowfin and all that regular school-sized bluefin stick baits, I still like the HG. Mm-hmm. It's just that low gear ratio is nice when you do hook a big one. It definitely has more power.
I got one word for you for popper fishing. Stella.
So, Rick, do you know, would Shimano be able to change the gears out on one?
I don't know the answer to that. I would bet that you could probably. I mean, I don't think there's any difference in the reel other than the main and the pinion. I'm sure if you had a PG and you wanted HG gears or vice versa, I'm sure you could just order a set.
Call up some
a main and pinion
service.
And probably make it work. Yeah, I don't know that for sure, but I can't imagine.
Yeah,
not.
Call them up and see what they say.
Yeah,
that'd be
if
a good thing. And let us know.
Shimano, those guys are the bomb.
Let us know what they say. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about we do another Jeff from Fort Lauderdale, Florida? I'm sure listen on the Let's Talk Hookup app. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, enjoying listening to the show in South Florida, where there's tons of anglers out there, and we wish we had a show like this in Florida, but I catch you guys online.
Right on, Jeff.
Fantastic,
awesome.
Jeff.
Yeah, a question. I've heard that the radio station is going to be changing to Japanese. Is that true?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't believe that's going to happen.
It's probably a rumor, but if it's true, you should change the name of the show to Let's Talk Sushi.
Indeed.
Okay, and I'm listening to Captain Benny. Benny, it sounds great. You guys are doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, Jeff Conrad. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. How about Mark from Santee up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What up, Mark?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Mark?
My question is for Benny. I don't know if you use stick baits, but which do you prefer, the hard stick bait or the soft plastic?
Well, yeah, there's always application for the stick bait. You know, I used a Colt Sniper jerk in 140 or 170. I like the 140 because it's a little bit smaller profile and easy to fish. You know, I'm fishing it on a 300 Tranks and 65-pound Power Pro on a medium-heavy Terramar. But I really like the hard baits.
I know I'm in the minority with this, and I know that it's not the right lure for it. I know that the Colt Sniper jerk bait moves more and should be the lure that is the better to fish for bass. I like the Colt Sniper stick bait more than I like the jerk bait. For me, you know what I mean. I fish them both for sure. Yep. Like them both, but I like that. I like that no build stick bait. The one that's got the little divot, the Colt Sniper stick. Yep. Same deal. I believe it's a 140 size.
Yep.
And I that thing gets bit good. I really like it.
When yellows are up, you know, in that mackerel pattern or that the green back and silver.
Yeah.
Like at Cedros, when that yellow comes up, instead of grabbing a surface iron, you want to throw it, like I throw it on a, at Cedros, I throw it on an 86H with a Tranks 400. Man, because you can launch that thing a mile
totally,
real quick. Yeah,
I'm aware that the jerkbait is the better tool for that application, but for whatever reason, I get bit better with that.
Good.
I get bit better with that stick bait than I do with the jerkbait.
And then bluefin eat it up, too.
They do. Yeah, that's a good lure to have.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Here's a text, a nice text. Says, this is Rick from Orange. Do you ever go on other people's boats as a fishing guide? We get calls all the time. Yeah. Hey, I just bought a boat. I don't really know what I'm doing. Do you know anybody that would go, that I could hire to go with me to teach me how to go on my boat?
I've done it. I mean, I run, like when I was without a boat, I ran a couple of guys' boats for them. You know, I do what anybody else does. If it's a new boat owner, I'll go on the boat and go through a safety checklist that the Coast Guard goes to, make sure you have all the, you know, the right PFDs, the emergency signals, and give them suggestions on more, you know, because you're on a boat. You know, the first thing I'll say is, did you buy your towboat US, trailer, or if it's non-trailerable, but for the boat, number one. Number two, just making sure you know how to operate the equipment, you know. I was telling this to a guy last summer. We turned off all his electronics, right? Because we're going to run the boat with no electronics. Yeah, but how do we know? We go, that little spinny thing that's on the dash, that's called a compass, we're going to figure that out. He goes, really? I go, yeah, we'll just do it for about an hour, just so you know where your entrance is, what the bearing is. But yes, I do. Get it, long-winded story, but yes, I do that. Not often, but I do. But, you know, the most important tool on the boat, especially if you're coming out of a certain harbor, is to know where your compass bearing is at that entrance. Because if everything goes out electrical-wise, the only thing you have left is your motor running and your compass. You got to know.
Yeah.
You got to know.
No doubt about it. Yeah, for sure. Hey, good one. Here's another one that Bart said he can't figure out PayPal or Venmo, but he wants in the running, and he wants to send a $50 donation that he'll go directly to Wayne.
So, oh, that's awesome.
Put Bart in the running.
Bart, you're in.
All right.
Thank you so much, Bart.
Very good. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, the phones are packed up. If you want to get your shot late in the show, there's still time. 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Paul from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Great to hear you guys back on the 1090.
Yeah. Wow, fantastic. We're thrilled to be back here.
Yeah. I had a question for Benny. My son and I love halibut fishing, and the family loves halibut. Do you ever do any dedicated halibut trips? And if you do, kind of what are your favorite areas or rigs for doing that?
Honestly, I don't. I mean, it's bycatch for me. We've caught them on spinner baits and on the beach in 5 foot of water. We've caught them on natural colored grunion type, like Corey's green grunion, 5-inch viejos, you know, with a silver head or a yellow head, war baits head. Anything you see with rock with sand next to it is always a good area. But honestly, I don't. A lot of it's bycatch. The biggest bycatch we've caught was over 30 pounds.
Oof.
On a spinner bait.
That's pretty good bycatch.
Yeah, in the middle of catching calicos. So, But honestly, I don't. It's just, it makes it easier. I leave that other bycatch, like halibut fishing and sea bass, to guys that really dedicate themselves. You know, like there's a guy by the name of Ron Hester in our area. He's really good at halibut fishing. He really knows the areas. He does it commercially, and he does it really, really well.
That's cool.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Let's jump back into him and talk to John. John comes from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. So, Benny, I recall a show, I think it was last year, you were talking about sometimes using a goby bait plastic. Is that something that you still might do from time to time? And if so, where would I find those baits?
You can find them at, first off, you can find them at East County Bait. Are you, Santee, East County Bait and Tackle? I know they have them out there. And then Dana Landing, you can get them from there. And I still use that. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of the baits I use, my boat is really ridiculous as far as tackle.
You got a lot on there.
Because
it's amazing it floats.
Yeah, you have to be ready for almost everything and adapt to whatever situation happens. And sometimes and they're called dark sleepers. And you have to just be ready with various colors. It's just like swim baits. You know, if you go to this, like a Fred Hall or come to Fisherman's Landing and you want a swim bait, don't buy one or two. Buy like 10 or 20.
You're hired, Benny.
Yeah. just because if they're on that certain color.
Totally.
You want them.
You have two. Guess what? Two bites and you're done. Then,
yeah.
Then you're, you know, but that goby bait or the dark sleeper, it's a great tool. My favorites, I don't even know the names, but this one's got yellow and pink and black stripes on it. Just because that's my favorite, and we catch good
ones. And who makes that?
Megabass.
Megabass. Okay. Yeah. Very good. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Another question, talking about winter fishing, and how often do you fish Catalina in the winter? Can you talk about typical winter and Catalina fishing trip, fishing coastal charters, when you depart, how long you fish, bait, lures, all that stuff? And that's from Todd in Costa Mesa. Thanks, Todd.
6 a.m. till about 2. I mean, if there's biting fish, I'm going to try to locate them. They can be on the east end. You know, wintertime, that's one thing about bass fishing. You can fish it any time of the year.
So do you winter fishing?
I do
fishing
winter fishing,
over to
yes.
Clemente.
Yes. Yeah. Mine is not seasonal.
And what's the cost on a Catalina trip?
$850.
Okay. $850. Yeah. And that gives you, like, basically you depart at 6 a.m. and you're back.
They're back at the dock by 3:34.
4 o'clock,
yeah.
Okay, because you're going fast.
Well, I try to go as slow as possible. But it can, nice days, like one day when we had that great weather, man, I made it back to Long Beach 60 miles in like an hour and 20 minutes. I was doing like 40 knots.
Crazy.
Yeah, falling asleep.
And nice. All right, that covers it. So if you want to book a trip with Benny to Catalina, you'll do it.
Yeah, and you can go on my website at fishcoastalcharters.com. You could DM me at on Instagram at @coastal_charters. You can email me at ben@fishcoastalcharters.com. Or you can text or call me at 310-779-0397.
All right. All the ways. Let's try and sneak in one more.
You got it. How about we talk to Chuck calling from Dana Point. Hey, Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Bassaholics we are, aren't we?
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Hey, what's with the lead heads? I'm a swim bait guy. Now, the yellow ones seem to get bit like 4 more times than the just straight lead one. What is that mimicking, that yellow? What do they see? Do they see it better? I don't know.
Well,
and we slap.
Yeah, you have to look at certain baits, you know, that has like a little yellow hue on the side of their cheek. And I believe that's what they'll do. Now, most anglers will just match up yellow with whatever bait. And, you know, I'm a redhead guy. I'll fish red on anything. Maybe because, you know, back in the day, that's all we had was red and silver. And half the time we painted our own heads. But yellow is good to match up with any of your natural baits, like your smelty type. Because I believe smelt has a little yellow in their cheek. Yeah. So
pumpkin with two and all that.
Yeah, and then silver. Anything with natural, I go with yellow or silver. Anything with browns
here's
and reds, back. I go with red.
Okay, so here's the big.
How about the split tail Rapalas? Those were classic.
Split tail Rapala.
Oh yeah, silver? Yeah. We used, yeah. Remember those? Yeah, we used to roll those around in the harbor for Bonita.
Color make a difference, Benny? Does it? Yeah.
Does color make a difference? I don't know. I mean, I've been fishing kind of the same color for years. But I have guys catch an 8-pounder on a pink one. Pink head and pink and black. So I don't know. I think, like in freshwater, it's a difference. You know, saltwater, I think it's more confidence. What you think is going to get bit or you've caught, that's the one you're going to use.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call, Chuck.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky callers got themselves a spool of AFCO Psycho Pro and that new AFCO Flex Filet Knife. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out the big winner of that AFCO package, including the Psycho Pro and the Flex Filet Knife, is going to Chuck in Long Beach. Chuck, congratulations on that.
All right, Chuck, thanks a lot, and congratulations to you. And Benny, give us the winner of the Benny Coastal Charters donation. First of all, thanks to everybody that donated to CCA. Really great reaction.
Thank you to everybody. That was huge, you know, and again, for helping support CCA. And, of course, everybody that helped donate, we're going to send you, if you can just get me back, email me or text me to send me your. But anyways, Daniel Anderson's the big winner. Woo-hoo! So, Daniel, get a hold of me. And thanks again, Pete, Ricky, for having me.
All right. And again, if we want to go fishing with you,
fishcoastalcharters.com. Or Ben at fishcoastalcharters.com.
All right. Thanks to Andrew in the studio there. And, of course, Adam for all he does. Next Saturday, the Christmas Spectacular with myself, Rick, and Corey. That's going to be a great show. Get your Christmas Spectacular stuff ready. And that'll be next Saturday. We have phenomenal gifts. And then next Sunday, Bob and Rob from Katmai Lodge. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.